CGM helped Sarah Salter Beamer stop carb loading and enjoy fat again. The former fitness competitor just turned 40, stopped competing, and completely revamped the way she eats. She's never felt better. Authored by Jessica Magala. Member profile. Who? Sarah Salter Beamer, 40. Where? Glendora, California. Time with levels. 3 months. Most useful takeaway. With intermittent fasting and a CGM, I can see that my blood sugar levels are going down. It really hit home the idea that my body is now using fat as fuel. You're a former fitness competitor. What were your diet and exercise habits like before? After I had kids, I have a 9-year-old daughter and 2 twin 7-year-old boys, I started working out with a trainer. I saw what I could do with my body and how exercise completely changed it. Then I began focusing on meal timing and adjusting my macros to match my workout intensity or to build towards specific goals, like enhancing my glutes. My trainer was a bodybuilder and suggested I compete too. That was scary to me. Rather than competing, I trained like I was going into competition with the end goal of doing a photo shoot just for me. But eventually, after years of working out and eating like a bodybuilder, I finally decided to compete and chronicled my journey on Instagram, at Sarah Beamer. In 2019, I did 2 shows, then took a year off in 2020 because of the pandemic. What are your goals now? Why did you want to put a CGM on your arm? Right now, I'm focusing on my body's longevity. I turned 40 and my body has changed. Specifically, I've noticed that I can't handle as many carbs as I could when I was younger. In December, I made the decision not to compete again this year. That opened up the possibility of trying different ways of eating, such as intermittent fasting and going lower carbohydrate. During bodybuilding, I was consuming hundreds of grams of carbs each day. What would happen when I pulled that back? And what happened when you started eating in a new way? It has been successful because I now feel more in control of my eating habits, particularly snacking and grabbing foods off of my kids' plates. I was against it first because I was so used to the bodybuilder way. In the past, I was waking up at 3:45 a.m. and eating before my workout. But since I'm not competing this year, I didn't need the same strength and energy for workouts. So I started with a 12-hour fast. That turned into a 14, then 16-hour fast. In previous years, I noticed that on high-carb days, I was always hungry and looking for my next meal. When I was building lean muscle, called lean bulk, I ate low-fat and high-carb. Combined with lots of snacking, my blood sugar was just spiking all day long. Also, I used to snack all day long, but I noticed with zone scores in the Levels app that I'd go to eat again, and my 2-hour window around measuring the zone score hadn't even closed yet. So this prompts me to wait longer to eat. Right now, I do an 18-hour fast with a 6-hour eating window every other day, and my blood glucose is stable. As time went on, I noticed that my blood sugar levels were going down. It really hit home the idea that my body is now using fat as fuel. Since making this change to low-carb, high-protein, and fat, my body is finally responding. I enjoy doing workouts fasted. My energy level during the day is consistent, and I don't feel sluggish. I do have a chocolate treat every day, but I make sure it fits my macros. What are 1 or 2 meals that consistently keep your glucose stable? As a general rule for me, proteins and fats need to go together. Fatty fish like salmon or sardines are favorites with a side of green veggies, like a big salad or broccoli, along with Parmesan cheese, which I sprinkle over everything. Olives, nuts, and avocado are other sources of healthy fat I gravitate toward. When I eat this way, my blood glucose is stable, and I get a 9 or 10 score on my meal. This is different from when I would train, when I would stick to low-fat proteins like egg whites or chicken. I'm loving having more fat in my diet. In the past, during my bodybuilding days, I would have 1 high-fat day once per week. I had forgotten how awesome those days were. What non-diet things have you learned since wearing the CGM? I need to work on my sleep. Like most people, I don't get enough. My husband stays up later than I do, but I'd still hang out with him, fall asleep on the couch, and then get up and go to bed. On my Apple Watch, I saw that this was not good for my deep REM sleep. But with a CGM, I also saw what was happening with my glucose. Every time I'd wake up on the couch, my glucose would spike while going to bed. I realized that if I just went to bed at a decent hour in the first place, I could have avoided that spike. Now I sit on the couch with him to catch up for a bit, and when I'm ready for bed, we say goodnight. The good news is that I also feel more well-rested. Narrated by Joshua Alexander. Find this article and more at levelshealth.com.